In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. And it's always a blessing to see you.
I didn't recognize you with that nose.
We hear that a lot in this particular gospel today. See.
I just came back.
And sometimes we say it's good to see you, and we forget really how good it is. But we have other jokes like it's good to be seen.
Just because.
Yeah.
He looks like a good.
But of course it is.
Yeah, he's Moscow.
It's good to see you and be seen.
I didn't tell.
Because this means that God has blessed us
this morning. I removed those signs
with his icon from the beginning.
Today's a Sunday for
Orthodox. The Holy Trinity says, let us make the human being in our icon, image, icona. And that's our vocation. It may seem pretty lofty to say that we are icons of God, but that's what God said. And it's not something that we can live up to very easily, but that's why we also need God at every moment of our life. We heard in Orthros that the icon had become soiled. But how can we see Christ in each person? This icon is, as we will understand from the teachings of the church, the icon itself is not worshipped as God. It's not the wood and the paint that we worship. And just like you and I are icons of God, you and I are not worshipped. But the veneration and the respect that we show to one another is how we show our worship to God. Just 2 weeks ago, Christ talks about the final judgment where people ask him, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or when did we see you hungry and not feed you? And Christ says that as you did it or did it not to the least of my brethren, you did it not to me. So there Christ says once again that he directly identifies with every person, that those who love us and those who hate us are icons of God. And it's hard to understand sometimes. When we see the icon of God soiled by means of violence, by means of corruption, by means of lying, we could say, how could this be the icon of God? But this is the very icon that God has come to restore. The restoration of icons is the celebration of their use in the church, but we also have to understand that God came to restore each one of us. And he sent us his Son to show us this real icon, the authentic. This is a very big I love you, to be able to have an image of Christ in front of us, because it means that God, who has no beginning, who has no limit, who is uncircumscribable, is humble enough that he would allow us to be able to make his picture. And the icons that we have in the church are declaring the glory of God. In a way, they've been described as the family album of the church. My mother, when I was newborn, took a picture of me and sent it to my great-grandmother in Greece. And I was touched to hear that that act, of course, is an I love you, to be able for the great-grandmother to see her great-grandson. But then for me to know years later that she had the picture at her table and she would sit with it and talk with it, that is a blessing to me, that even though I didn't meet her because we didn't have Skype and all of those, that we did connect somehow, that she cared about me. And I think that this is something that the Lord has blessed us with the iconography in the church also. Because while we are blessed to be able to depict the Lord's icon, we all are also able to depict icons of saints. And those saints are also not worshipped. And so why would we depict also the icon of saints? Because it also declares the glory of God. St. Paul says that the one who sanctifies and the ones who are being sanctified are one. So if we depict those who have been sanctified, sinners who have been sanctified, then we say that God has done something for us. In a way, kind of like saying, you're next. And we have to be able to open our hearts and allow him to teach us. Because when we know that the light of Christ is stamped on every one, and we'll say this in a couple of weeks for the veneration of the cross, the light of your countenance has been signed on us. Εσημειώθη εφημάς το φως του προσώπου σου, your face is signed on us. Then we will be able to reflect more closely. How can we become more like Christ? And when we see a disfigured icon among our brothers and sisters, we will know that underneath it all is an icon waiting to be sanctified, waiting to be restored, waiting for Christ. There was a teacher that I had in seminary who said that he happened to be at a place where there was a man who was about to kill himself. And it came to him to say, you can't do this. And the person said, why can't I? He said, because I see Christ in you. Wouldn't we think twice before doing something to ourselves or somebody else? If we really took a second and said, I see Christ in the person that I think deserves it the least. Remember again what Christ said. As you did it or did it not to the least of my brethren, you did it or did it not to me. And it's none of your business whether they deserve that or not. Wouldn't we think twice before lashing out at someone who offended us, if we can see Christ underneath it? Wouldn't we think twice about hurting ourselves if we saw that Christ is inside? Wouldn't we think twice about our behavior in front of a computer if Christ were sitting there? That's whose light is shined on us, on every human being. And if Christ was not for every human being, that wouldn't be Christ. Christ is the God of everyone, the creator of everything visible and invisible, together with the Father and the Spirit. And he humbles himself by coming into the world, visiting us in our lowliness, and allowing himself to be depicted. There was an iconographer that we were blessed to talk with, and she said, sometimes after hours and hours of concentration in front of this holy icon, I have to go and kneel down and weep. Because after enough meditation, I mean, if I were to reflect on this, enough meditation that this is, come and see him. Come and see God. This is who we could come and see. And Christ, after he says, I saw you under the fig tree, Nathanael believes, because how did God see me unless it was God when no one else was there under the fig tree? He calls him the Lord. And Jesus says, have you believed because I said I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. He also says that we will work greater works than he does. That it's still him, but he will do them through us and we will see greater works. Seeing. God becomes a human being of saints who have gone before us all in the 1990s. And we're called to be doing that now. Let your light so shine before men so that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. May this icon of the Lord give us a renewed way of thinking when we look at one another and we say, it's good to see you. Because each person that we see is an opportunity for Christ to work in the world. And every fall and every sadness that we know that God is bigger than the worst of the sins. And he can restore that icon that has fallen. May he give us an encouragement always, a spiritual protection, a restoration of our icon, a spirit of repentance and confession, and bless us so that we can unite with him and be workers of his light and witnesses of his countenance in all of the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.